Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Take a text for Flood, and we're going to get to the Tigers here in a second. The 1980s called and said, no, please don't bring back jean shorts for guys. Daisy Dukes for men are absolutely in style, signed Charles in Redford.
Daisy Dukes?
That's what the text says.
Come on. Daisy Dukes never went out of style.
He said for men.
Daisy Dukes were never in style, and they're not coming back because they weren't here.
Who is this guy speaking, and why is he telling us to wear nut hugger jorts?
Yeah, I mean, come on, no. It would have to be a hefty sum for me to walk out of the house in the morning with jorts on.
And jeans, or and boots.
And boots? No, I mean, no.
Boots halfway up your calves.
I'd have to kick my own ass at that point.
Thigh high shit. I gotta tell you, when we do you're gonna do a guarantee, that's the result. If you don't, your guarantee doesn't come through. It's like shooting the boot.
Yeah, I gotta wear
short in the boot.
Text says, you guys are what's wrong with this country. Judging about shorts, who cares who's wearing them? Pajama pants in public, maybe they had to make an emergency. Y'all suck, especially John. Very judgy.
I almost spit out your Red Bull.
Very judgy.
It's all caps. Very judgy.
I will judge. Like, if you want to run out in your pajama pants,
like the plaid pajama pants with the drawstring,
so be it. First of all, wearing them in the first place. I wear them once a year because it's Christmas pajamas, and I feel weird putting them on. But that's the only time I ever wear them. Do what you want to do. But jean shorts? No. Absolutely not.
Could you imagine doing this job if we didn't judge anything?
Right. Yes. Yeah.
How are the Tigers doing? Well, it's not my place to judge.
Yeah.
What do you guys think about the game this week? Lions and Browns?
I don't know.
I wouldn't want to judge them. I'll just let the game happen. And we have opinions. And so do you guys, by the way. It's the whole format. Call in. What do you think?
I just can't imagine a dude wearing Daisy Dukes. Like, that's another level of no.
I can't believe this is phrased this way, but it says, yes, they're in style. Hoochie daddy shorts are the move. It's peak male fashion.
Hoochie daddy move.
Like, where are these people hanging out? I've yet to see.
Apparently at a Zach Bryan concert.
Yeah, I've never seen a man legitimately wear jorts. Definitely not Daisy Dukes. Like,
right. Ew.
Like, maybe for Halloween. Like
it sounds so uncomfortable just to sit down.
Where are you people? Like, where are you hanging out? What is this?
Look, if people call in and take a text in, we'll keep the conversation rolling. I also do want to talk about the Tigers, who finally won a baseball game.
The better conversation?
How about this? We'll let the people decide. We got open lines. You want to talk jorts and argue for or against and what's going on with the Gen Z kids?
Hey, maybe maybe that's the fashion that they need to show up to, I don't know, create a little like excitement?
I think it would do the exact opposite.
Exact opposite, yeah. I mean, looking up in the crowd and seeing a bunch of dudes in jorts. Daisy Dukes.
This one says, jorts are a haunting look, signed Scott.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
On the subject of jorts, we have from Steve. No, no.
Can you imagine if Cookies walked in here in a pair of Daisy Duke jorts?
Just, they're like cut up, do a Luke
Sloane. I'm out.
Just cut them right here. Just, hey, guys.
Half button disco shirt and glasses.
Oh, gosh. Hey, pick's coming up at 8:35.
The problem is that I have the visual.
I could see him doing it. That's the thing.
John, do you see what's on hold right now? Read that. What's the subject?
Oh, it says Hoochie Daddy shorts are awesome.
Brett?
Please, Brett, explain this to me. I'm confused.
Listen, it's the new fashion. Everybody's wearing Hoochie Daddy shorts. Nike makes everything short. They're like a 7-inch hem seam. Everybody's wearing Hoochie Daddy shorts. I wear them. I have like 10 colors of different Nike shorts that are Hoochie Daddy shorts. They come up to about the mid-size.
Okay.
It's the new fashion.
They're not jeans, though, are they?
No, they're like more like a nylon. They're not the Daisy Dukes from the Dukes of Hazzard. They're not short shorts, blue jeans. They're like a nylon design, you know, like, you know, so...
That's a whole different conversation.
Yes.
If you got a pair of khaki shorter shorts.
Yeah, I've seen those.
Yeah.
7-inch inseams. I know what you're talking about.
No,
yeah.
No, definitely not wearing no blue jeans. No, definitely not wearing the Daisy Dukes.
Okay.
Absolutely not. But also, though, jean shorts are also making a huge comeback. Not the short shorts, but regular jean shorts, like fashionably cut, frayed with the holes in them. Jean shorts are absolutely. Maybe it's a cultural thing, too. You know, but jean shorts are absolutely in style. And I know, remember back in the early, in the 90s and early 2000s, jean shorts were everywhere. I had tons of jeans. You know, me and Heather, we're like the same age. Jean shorts was absolutely a thing when we were in high school. I had Vests, Nautica, the Bow, Polo, jean shorts, everything, you know. So they're all making a comeback right now.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't
give
mind
you an example.
These ones. I literally Googled Hoochie Daddy shorts.
So
and they came up on the right man. Those can be just fine.
Right, yeah. I'm not the right man. No.
I don't mind these.
So, but it's different if they're not jeans.
Right, I agree.
Yes.
Yes.
The material has to be
like that khaki.
I think
there
are two things that a dude should never be seen in. And that is obviously the Daisy Duke jean shorts. That's certainly on the and skinny jeans.
Oh.
Yeah, I just don't think dudes should ever be in either of those.
So you would not be part of this movement, John, as it was ticket texted in. Hashtag supply the thigh.
Supply the thigh. No. Okay. No.
What's that movement? Just
I don't
show
know.
Off
show
the
more
thigh?
Thigh?
I mean, if you've got good thighs, show them off. Sure. But not a lot of people do.
No. No.
Although women wear it. Why can't men? Go for it. Wear what you want. I mean, women wear short shorts, and most of us don't have thighs to show off. So
yeah, but you shave your legs for the most part.
Yes,
I mean that. Yeah. I mean the hairy leg thing. Can you imagine the Sasquatch wearing the jorts? Like that's just a bad. Ew.
Not all men have super hairy legs.
No, I don't have a lot of hair on my legs, but I just don't think I would. Pull
I don't
off.
Know if I can get behind the jean short. Yeah. For men, but wear whatever you want.
Greg in Royal Oak, good morning.
Hey guys, last weekend I played tennis with my girlfriend and I busted out the old pair of Nike denim shorts that Andre Agassi used to wear. I'm talking mid to early 90s.
Oh, yeah.
Nut huggers. I may as well played in a banana hammock or a thong, seriously. It was ridiculous. I wore it because it's so ridiculous, hilarious.
Yeah, the basically like a 5-inch inseam or shorter.
Yeah.
Did it have the was it two tone like red with like a blue?
They were blue like they were like blue and white like stonewashed, but it had the Nike swoosh on it, so it made it all right.
That's what makes it all right. Greg, you're awesome.
Have a good weekend, guys.
Thanks yes. Greg.
Yeah, the things you do for your significant other.
Post Malone wears jorts. Daisy Dukes for men are called Davy Dukes.
Davey Dukes. Are they?
I don't know if he made that up or if that's real. Two generations wear jorts, boomers and zoomers. And they're what's wrong with this country.
Yeah. Sure.
Gen Z thinks they're funny and original by bringing back white trash fashion. Boys have terrible Joe Dirt mullets and mustaches right now, too. It's cringe.
So, I mean, Tate Ratledge does a great job of pulling off the mullet.
Do you think he's also going to jump on board the
short? I don't think he's going to jump on board the short jean short.
The hoochie daddy.
Yeah. Short. No, there are certain Davey body types, Duke. And I hang around a lot of big people, and I don't think any of them would wear the Daisy Duke or the Davy Dukes.
Believe it or not, there are more people who want to call about this. I do think we should squeeze in some Tiger Talk next, too. So we'll update people on where the Tigers stand after the win last night. It's 97-1.
Football is back, and I'm bringing you the tailgate must-have, Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka and Surfside Lemonade and Vodka. They're absolutely delicious and available in the convenient variety 8-packs. Now, each can of Surfside is only 100 calories, and the best part, no bubbles, no troubles, zero carbonation, so you can tailgate like a champ. Ask for it at your local bars and stores. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Needed it. Two batters later, they got another home run and a win. Definitely needed that. The sound you're hearing is the collective
sigh.
Exhale. Job's not done. Magic number's 2 to make the playoffs. 3 games to go. And I think there's an interesting shift now strategically. Scooble's waiting to pitch this weekend if they need him. Mm-hmm. They could clinch tonight with a win and an Astros loss. They could also clinch Saturday. I don't think you go all out to win the division at the expense of losing Scooble for game 1 of the playoffs. Priority 1 is make the playoffs. Priority 2 is, I don't care if it's home, road, Mars, the moon, Scooble's throwing game 1. And I know it'd be great for the city to have home playoff games. I'm sure financially the team would love to have home playoff games. It's more important to win playoff games.
Yeah.
You put your best foot forward. Ideally, you save Scooble and don't pitch him this weekend.
Agree.
All right, what do people really want to hear about? This one says, the people want to talk jorts. Leave the Tigers out of the convo, Cookies.
I cannot believe that this has become this big of a conversation and that we had one of our coworkers walk in here and pronounce that he is took a pair of jeans, cut them off, and is going to wear them.
He made his own. Handcrafted.
Handcrafted, yeah.
Yeah. Luke Sloan on the updates. Jorts, no, but I never stop the cargo shorts. Jorts are considered formal wear in Ohio. Signed, Eric in Traverse City. I can't wear the 7-inch jorts because, you know, signed, David Hull. Good morning, David. Please stop talking fashion. John is so old, he gets upset when he sees women wearing pants.
No. That's not it at all.
Someone did make fun of you. They said, who are you to talk about fashion? You went to a school where you wore corn as a color.
Ha ha.
Ha ha. Shane, Farmington Hills.
Way to kill the conversation.
Shane will keep it going. Shane, what's up?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. What's up?
This is Beater Me Shane, and coincidentally, I'm calling while I'm driving on Big Beaver Road.
Hey, all right. Just get off of the exit.
Yeah. Now, I kind of want to either keep or retain my manlyhood with you guys. I am actually wearing a pair of jean shorts right now, but they're not denim. They're not the blue color. They are black, but I bought them because of work. I need, like, a tough, durable material that can handle this type of chemical that I use throughout the day, and I've had, like, a pair of khaki shorts, but when I put that material through the washer after that, the chemicals get on the washer, just eats up the fabric, and, you know, so, but I mean, as soon as I go home, these jeans come off immediately. I'm not doing anything else.
So, Shane, do you not care about the rest of your leg?
Yeah.
With the chemicals you use?
Just burn your calf off? I don't, what?
It's just, I mean, honestly, I kind of just use it, like, the thigh area of these jorts as kind of just like a rag. So it's not like stuff is being sprayed all over me. I'm just like energy sealing new build houses, and I just kind of like rub the tip of like the gun that I'm using just on, you know, like my shorts. So I'm not gonna like put it like on my shin or anything.
Interesting.
You know, yeah. So, well, the fact that you called them jorts is amazing.
I did get made fun of those the first time I wore them to the shop, and this older guy Billy told me to give my jorts back to Boy George. So that was pretty funny. But I got to can I ask you guys a question?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
So how do you feel about cargo shorts? Because I feel like those are out of style. Again, I didn't find
they are out of style. You're saying with the big cargo pockets on the sides?
Yeah.
Those are out of style. Yeah, they went out of style a long time ago.
Yeah. 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 I mean, it's no. You have the front pockets and a back pocket.
That's enough.
You can utilize those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless it's for work specific.
Yes.
Then I understand
something outdoorsy
it.
Yeah. Or you need all the pockets or something. Yeah, fine.
Yeah. Well, even at that, you can carry a lot of equipment in other ways.
Right. We had the text that said Post Malone wears jorts. A ticket texter points out he also has a tattoo on his face, so maybe let's not him
I don't think he's the
arbiter of style. And a lot of texts are saying this is generational. This is like the Gen Z, the hipster thing to do is...
Sure, then they grow up. Like the rest of us.
Well, Luke Sloan still got some growing up to do. Yes. Let's get to Heather with the news.
I just Googled Post Malone jorts. I mean, I definitely wouldn't be taking fashion advice from Post Malone.
No.
They're not a good look. It's not a good look.
No,
yikes. Oh my gosh. In news, guys, Starbucks is closing hundreds of underperforming locations and will be cutting about 900 jobs, all part of its Back to Starbucks transformation strategy. So let's see. As part of the plan, Starbucks said its overall company-operated store count in North America will decline by about 1%. This year, even as it continues to open new locations. The company expects to end the fiscal year with nearly 18,300 stores across the U.S. and Canada. Basically, it's all these underperforming stores. They're either stores that cannot create the physical environment customers expect, or basically where they're just not performing financially. So those will be closed. And then in addition to the store's changes, the company is eliminating about 900 non-retail positions. They say affected employees will be notified this week, and they will be offered severance packages. A 72-year-old Monroe fisherman, I guess you could call him that, is accused of throwing a lit stick of fake dynamite and pulling a real gun on a victim in an unprovoked attack. Mm. So according to the Monroe County Sheriff's Office, it happened just after 8:10 a.m. on Tuesday morning at Veterans Park. This victim said that he had gotten into an argument with this unknown man on Monday evening. Mm. Then the next morning, that same man approached him at the park, threw this fake stick of dynamite on the hood of this guy's car. Well, the victim picked it up. He thought it was real, threw it back at the man. And that's when this guy pulled out a gun and ordered the victim to freeze. The gun was real. The man then took off. He went behind the Monroe Fire Station 2. to go fishing. Weird. Obviously, deputies arrived. The man was arrested. He did have two loaded handguns on him.
Nice.
And like I said, the dynamite was determined to be fake. Strange. He was...
Should he use the dynamite to go fishing?
Weird. Cardi B, you guys, got this butt crack piercing back in January.
What? Where?
A butt crack piercing. And she says, unfortunately, a month later, she lost it down the toilet. So she was on the Call Her Daddy podcast, and she opened up about losing this 13,000 diamond piercing. It does seem like an odd spot for a piercing. Just with,
it does seem
yeah,
like
yeah, not. Well, the more I'm really thinking about it, with the pulling up and down of pants.
Yeah, it's going to get caught on there.
Yeah. Quite a bit. But she said it didn't hurt because basically her butt is numb because she's had butt reduction surgery. And that surgery has left her with no feeling in that area. But she's just not in the mood to get it re-pierced. So
she's yeah, I would imagine that you got to be in a certain mood.
Yeah. And you can go see her if you'd like. She'll be at the Little Caesars Arena next year, March 21st, as part of her Little Miss Drama Tour. Tickets are on sale now. Yeah, maybe she'll have it re-pierced by then. Merriam-Webster has announced a major update for the 12th edition of their Collegiate Dictionary. They're adding more than 5,000 terms, and these terms aren't necessarily new terms, but this dictionary hasn't been updated in like 22 years.
Oh,
so they're
the
adding
collegiate
some,
version.
Yes. So they're adding terms like beast mode, dad bod, dumb phone, farm to table, hard pass, love language, riz, side eye, terms
so they're
like
not
that.
Words, they're phrases.
They're phrases.
I always thought that the dictionary had just words and not phrases.
Oh, no, not anymore, John.
No, apparently not.
There's phrases as well.
How do they define the dad bod?
A physique regarded as typical of an average father, especially one that is slightly overweight and not extremely muscular.
What if you're a bad dad or a great dad? Just an average father?
Just the That's funny. The skateboard Tony Hawk used to make history in 1999 has sold for a record-breaking $1.15 million.
Wow.
The skateboard was used when he landed the first ever 900 trick. And earlier this week, before the sale, he was talking about it. And he said that he hoped that whoever were to buy it truly appreciates it or the event or that the object meant something to them and it wasn't just a flex because somebody had enough money to do it. So hopefully it did. We don't know who bought it, but it was the largest. It sold for the largest price ever on skateboard memorabilia, and a portion of the proceeds will benefit the skate park project. That's Tony Hawk's nonprofit foundation where he's trying to build skate parks around the U.S.
Okay.
It's Heather with the news. Coming up next, it's the picks. It's 97.1. September's almost over, but it's still truck month at Moran Chevrolet. The perfect time to elevate your tailgating game with Moran, Michigan's number one selling Chevy dealer. The best game days start in a 2026 Silverado 2LT Crew Cab 4x4 that you can lease at Moran right now for $349 a month, 24 months, $999 down. Find your ride fast, MoranExpress.com. Stop by in person. They'll take care of you. They're on Gratiot, just north of 15 Mile, out in Clinton Township. Moran Chevrolet, where you always get the best price, period. Chevrolet, together let's drive. Tigers get a much-needed win. They'll play tonight with a chance to clinch a playoff spot. Need a win and an Astros loss. The magic number is 2 with 3 games to go. Tonight's game, by the way, you can listen to it right here on 97.1 The Ticket. If you're going to watch it, heads up, it's Apple TV. I know everybody loves that. They love finding out last minute that it's on a streaming service. It's Apple TV.
I'm glad you let me know that ahead of time. I do remember seeing that one of these final games was on something other than FanDuel. So.
And Casey Mize, right?
Casey Mize is on the mound. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And the question is, how are they going to use Scooble down the stretch? Some of it's going to depend. Well, it is going to depend on what happens today and Saturday. Mm-hmm. Ideally, you do not use him this weekend because you've clinched a playoff spot.
That would be the ideal situation. You're able to clinch one. I mean, you could even clinch today. The magic number is 2. Mm-hmm. Even if it takes until tomorrow, that way you could save him on Sunday and then use him in game 1 of that first 3-game series.
Wild card round. And again, the 2 seed's off the table, right? So there's really no reason to to burn him this weekend if you've already locked up a playoff spot?
No, the only reason you would burn him is if you feel like, well, if the division is still up for grabs,
yeah,
and you can win the division and...
But it's not worth it.
It's not. It's just so everybody understands, if you win the division, then that wild card game you will host.
Correct.
So you would be, you know, at home for that. If it takes three games, three games. If it's not, it's two games.
But think about it. So game one is, what, Tuesday of next week, I think?
Yes.
So Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. If he pitches Sunday...
He's not pitching again until Thursday, and you might not even get there.
Right. And it will, okay, so you don't want to use him unless you have to use him,
right,
to make the playoffs. So you think the Lions are going to win by double digits this week?
I do think they're going to win.
Yeah, you have them covering the 9.5. You, Heather, and Tom are...
I do think they're going to win, yes.
Getting a little...
Oh, that's all I said was they're going to win.
A little boogie fever.
No, I just think they're going to win.
Greg, you want to make a distinction that just because someone covers by 10, it is not the same thing as a double-digit disco.
Correct. He's not wearing the sunglasses or the shirt with the taco meat showing and necklaces and all that.
Yeah.
Okay.
None of that.
Just clarifying for people.
Yeah. Well, for yourself. I know you're trying to bring me into your disaster, but
I have too much respect for the game to do anything like that. Mm-hmm. Anyway. We want to talk Lions. We want to talk Browns. We want to talk the week ahead. The Browns defense is the headline, is it not?
There's no question it's the headline. When you think about, I think this is right now the best defense in the NFL. And on top of that, it is by far and away the best front seven in the NFL. Jim Schwartz, you say whatever you want about him as a head coach, he is a really good defensive play caller. So they are, and Myles Garrett, he is having an unbelievable start to this season. He's doing things that just don't seem physically possible. The challenge is there.
Uh-huh. For a young offensive line that's played well the last couple weeks, that's the matchup to watch, is seeing Cleveland's front against Detroit's offensive front.
Yeah. Can you have a sixth round and a second round offensive guard go out there and play well against a first round defensive tackle? The challenge is there.
Yeah. And I would understand if you want to wait one more week before saying this. But, John, I'll just ask you, can this show cash the receipt that Ben Johnson will not be missed based on what we've seen so far from the Lions?
So the receipt is, we said this early on, that this is Dan Campbell's offense. And when Ben Johnson left to go to Chicago, everybody was all up in arms. Oh, it's a change in coordinator. And you are correct, it is. But this is going to be operated as Dan Campbell wants it to be operated. When it wasn't, he removed that individual, called plays himself until he put in Ben Johnson as the offensive coordinator. This offense is Dan Campbell's offense. He will have veto power over any play call that is called. And he still makes the decision on whether they are going for it or not on fourth down. All timeouts, all of that stuff in terms of clock management, that's all run through Dan Campbell, as it should any head coach. But the offense is being operated as he wants it to be operated. John Morton is calling it. Dan Campbell's on the headphones, and he will, if there's something that is egregious, he'll say, nah, let's go a different direction. But they have crafted this game plan throughout the course of the week. It's not just Dan. It's every single offensive coach. It's Hank Fraley having input as to, you know, okay, this is something that these guards can handle. This is a protection that will do well for us versus, hey, hold on a second here. Against this defensive front, I don't want to put Tate Ratledge one-on-one with this guy in this situation.
So we want to know from you guys, do you want to wait and see at least this week with Cleveland's defense, or wait and see in general, or are you ready to say it? Like, they will not miss Ben Johnson. Dan Campbell's offense is Dan Campbell's offense. 248-539-9797. I think you've seen that. I believe that. We believed it before the season started. And now that the offensive line is starting to solidify, yeah, they're going to be every bit as good as they were offensively, right? I mean, they've already been better. I mean, what we saw them do the last couple weeks is better than anything they did when Ben Johnson was here.
It's better than anything anybody's done since 1950.
Right. Exactly.
Over 900 yards of offense and over 90 points in a two-game stretch is better than since the 1950 season. Now, there's a lot in there that we were like, well, that's a low bar.
Mm-hmm. But there's this thought Ben Johnson was going to take some of the creativity away. No. John, the play they ran for a touchdown on 4th and 1, the Amon-Ra pitch to Gibbs, that same play was run by the Saints when Dan Campbell was there and run by the Cowboys when he was a player for Dallas under Parcells. Dan Campbell has this offense because he played in this offense and has coached this offense. It's his offense. And the wrinkles and the concepts come from his brain. Ben Johnson was helpful. I'm not sitting here going, good riddance. But I'm not afraid of the offense without him. I don't think they miss him.
Well, and here's the other thing is Ben Johnson said it himself. Like, this offense is going to be just fine without me. They've still got Jared Goff. They still got Amon-Ra St. Brown, J-Mo, LaPorta, Gibbs, Montgomery. Throw in there Isaac Tesla, who we have not seen a lot of, but we will see more as the season goes on. This is an offense that a lot of people could call plays for, and it's going to be successful simply because of the talent that's out there. And that was what Ben Johnson was saying.
Yeah, I think Baltimore reinforced it. I mean, certainly Chicago was what you needed to see, and then Baltimore reinforced it. Like, they've got the fireworks and the firepower, and the creativity didn't leave with Ben Johnson. They're going to be tough. They're going to be physical. And yeah, they've still got a few tricks up their sleeve. So let us know about your confidence in the offense. Ben Johnson won't be missed. Can we say that? We'll get to Captain Jorts in the update. Cookie Jar in the 9 o'clock hour. It's 97.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.